Hare Krishna. So till now, Krishna has described the qualities of a self-realized person. So Krishna said in shloka number 17 and 18 that how a self-realized person is satisfied within, always. And then he started talking about how even a self-realized person does prescribed duties, carries out his prescribed duties. And in the previous shloka, that is shloka number 20, we saw that Lord Krishna is giving example of Janak Maharaj, who perfected his life merely by executing the prescribed duties. So this was encouragement that Krishna was giving, that, oh Arjuna, even you should carry out your prescribed duty. You are a Kshatriya, you should fight. Now, same theme continues even in the next verse, shloka number 21. Let's see that today.
Yad yad acharati shreshthas tat tad evataro janah sayat pramanam kurute lokas tad anuvartate.
So here Krishna is saying yad yad acharati shreshthas. Shreshtha means a great person. So he's saying yad yad acharati shreshthas. So whatever a great man does, tat tad eva tarah janah. So whatever he does, common men who are there, they will just follow. Then the next line says, Sayat pramanam kurute. Kurute, like whatever he does, that is, whatever examples he sets, pramanam, whatever examples he sets by his exemplary action, what happens? Lokas tad anuvartate. Entire world, loka, entire world anuvartate will follow in his footsteps. So this is the shloka that Krishna is telling. And he's telling Arjuna, let's see, there are many people who are looking at you. So whatever you do, oh Arjuna, you're a great person. Whatever you do, people will follow you. Let's see what is given in the purport now. This is a very important shloka for all of us. Because all of us, in some or the other place, we have taken up a role of leadership. Be it at home, in the office, in the place where we are staying, in the social setup, or wherever. In the home, the parents are the natural leaders. At office, being a manager or being the CEO, MD, whatever, they're leaders anyways. In the society as a whole, someone becomes a chairman, someone becomes a president or whatever. So like this, we see that naturally we take up leadership roles at different levels. It need not be at a very great level. Even at a lowest level also, we have some leadership role. Like some labors are working and one of the labor will be a leader in that. Yes. So everyone in general has some or the other leadership role to play. And here is a practical verse by Lord Sri Krishna who's telling that how a leader should behave. And Prabhupada has very wonderfully explained this particular verse. Let's see how a leader should behave. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. So this is a very nice line to start our session with. Sometimes it is seen that people do something which they shouldn't do, and what they speak is, you shouldn't do this what I am doing. How will that work? Like for example, parents are sitting and watching TV and the kid is supposed to study. So parents are like, no, no, you go and study, you cannot watch TV. But you are watching, you are a leader. So now the kid will follow whatever the leader is doing. So in this way, it is very important to understand that whatever we want to preach, first that we have to follow. Very beautifully it is said that a preacher might preach the entire day. I repeat, a preacher might preach the entire day and sometimes he will speak. So sometimes he speaks, but most of the time he's setting an example by his exemplary actions. That's what Krishna is telling here. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called Acharya or the ideal teacher. There are two things. One is called as Achar and other is called as Prachar. Achar means, you know, making sure that we are following very nicely. And Prachar is after we follow and reap the benefits of whatever we are following, especially on the path of bhakti. And you know, even in the other fields, then we start doing prachar, preach the same. That's what is given here. So how should be a leader? The first point that is given is, a leader should behave properly before he begins teaching. Now the question might be, how can we get that training of leadership? How can we become a very nice teacher? How can we properly execute our role wherever we are? Answer is here. A teacher must follow the principles of Shastra to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. See, we can be an ideal leader, an ideal teacher. How? Only when we are following Shastra. Because Krishna has given us this life manual, Vedic scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita, so that we understand the crux of life, understand the goal of life, and accordingly live. And when we start following the Shastra and live our life, automatically we will be marching towards the goal of life. And since we are going ahead, people who are subordinate to us, they will also follow. So following Shastra is the first criteria for being a leader. Doesn't matter at which level. Be it the president of the entire country or be it a householder, a father, who is leading the family. It doesn't matter at which level. Everyone is expected to follow Shastra. And the various Vedic scriptures like Manu Samhita, one of the recommended scripture by Vyasadeva, that is there, which talks about various aspects of life. But unfortunately, previously the various political stuff was based on Manu Samhita. But all glories, to the great personalities who came to invade our country. And all the other great personalities who took the role of the executive heads, they removed Manu Samhita and they started giving their own experiences and all that. So, we have lost that. But at least now as students of Gita, we understand that yes, the principles of Bhagavad Gita should be followed. That is very, very important. Doesn't matter at which level we are, at which level leadership we are taking. And another thing, so first one is, basically we're talking about how to become an ideal leader. So first one is, we have to follow Shastra. Second, one who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. So we follow Shastra, we read Shastra, we understand what it is. And also, we follow the practical living Shastra, that is a devotee or a person, a teacher, basically who is following the Shastra. So just by looking at that person, we'll be understanding that yes, this is how I have to behave. So we need example. All of us need examples to follow. All of us need examples so that we start behaving like that. So yes, we have to choose a spiritual master and follow such a person. That's what Srimad Bhagavatam says. Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees. And that is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. So if someone is really interested to quickly advance on the path of bhakti, very, very quickly, this is the method. Just by following the footsteps of the great devotees, we can also very soon become a devotee, very, very close to their greatness. So this is a very, very important point, to understand. Sometimes we feel, anyways, I know how to chant, I know how to read Bhagavad Gita, I know all these things, and now Google Guru is there, I'll ask Google Guru whatever questions I have, but then it doesn't work like that. We need a living guru. We need a spiritual master. And just by following the instructions given by the spiritual master and observing his lifestyle and trying to imbibe the same, we can advance very, very fast. Or else, it will be extremely slow and might take many lifetimes. The thing that I started the class with, that is given now. The king or the executive head of a state, the father and the school teacher are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes. So all these personalities, the executive heads, parents at home, and the school teachers. It's not that just by building some roads, the executive heads, they are taking care of their duty or they're executing their duty, or parents at home, sending the students or their kids to school, paying some 2-3 lakhs of fees, they cannot say that, I have done with my duty. The school teachers, just by teaching whatever academic syllabus, they cannot say, I've done my duty. Because the real duty of all these natural leaders is to help their subordinate, the innocent subordinate, this is the word that is used, their innocent subordinate to get closer to the goal of life and not get entangled more and more in this material world. A very, very important point, a very important learning for all the ones who are watching this video. And what they have to do, be conversant with the standard books of moral and spiritual codes. And for us, everything is Bhagavad Gita. Just by following Bhagavad Gita as it is, what will happen? We'll understand how to live life, we'll understand how to guide people, we'll understand how to march towards the ultimate goal of life, that is breaking the cycle of birth and death. So in this way, all the great personalities who are there, they are expected to set an example, set a right example so that common men can follow. When it comes to Arjuna, you see, he is very much qualified. He could have gone to forest and he would have done very nicely there also. He would have set nice examples there also. But then here, back as a king, he has a responsibility. He has to set an example as a Kshatriya. So Krishna is saying, oh Arjuna, you have to fight. See, you might do justice by going to, or you might do justice to the position of a renunciant in the forest. But what about those unqualified people who will follow you? They might not be eligible, they might not be qualified. So just by doing this, that is going to the forest, you are ruining others' life also, who will be following you later. So in this way, Krishna directly is telling, indirectly is telling that, forget about all that, just fight. This is what Krishna is doing, Krishna is telling. Another important point is, Krishna gave an example of Janak Maharaj, that by executing prescribed duties, Janak Maharaj, he attained the ultimate goal. But now, Krishna is going to give a more personal example to Arjuna, so that he can connect much better. And you know whose example Krishna is going to give? Krishna's example. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Thank you.